On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, the Billboard Music Awards, holding hands, some 80s beauties trends making a comeback, and NFL celebrations.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
We watched some TV the other night.
We did. We sat through an entire music awards show.
Half of it, actually. It was a long show.
Was it really? Did we miss part of it?
We missed.
It seemed like it had just come on when we started it.
But I think we saw the best part.
Yeah, I think we definitely saw the best part.
That Billboard Music Awards, there's so many of these award shows. You know, they make, that's a whole money-making thing, just that.
The award shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all copyrighted, all that stuff. But anyway, Billboard, their stuff, they said, is based on, like, airplay and
sales and fan, like, downloads. Now it's a lot of downloads, so.
I wonder, it makes me think, like, well, what's the Grammys based on and some of the other ones, you know?
I kind of thought the Grammys were almost like the Oscars. There was, like, a committee that voted on them. I don't know where I got that impression. I may be wrong.
Well,
correct
now,
me if I am.
Well, now hearing Billboard kind of announce and kind of play that up, it makes me think that that is the difference, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Want to hear some of the winners from different ones?
Yes.
First thing is this rapper Drake won 13 awards, which is one more than Adele won to set a record.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that?
The only Drake song that I know is that You Used to Call Me on the Cell Phone song. Have you heard that one?
I don't know. I was just thinking, I'm so out of it. We're so old.
We are. Well, I get stuck hearing young music because I work in a hair salon, and that's what is played on, like, our pop music XM station.
I'm sure we had to have heard something. He can't be this popular and us not have heard it somewhere randomly in a store or something.
Well,
right?
I mean, I know for a fact he sings that song, so I've heard it about 2 million times. And it may have been an okay song the first 200 times I heard it, but.
Well, he won top artist, top male artist, all kinds of stuff on here. Top Billboard 200 artist, top 100 artist. Top song sales artist, top streaming song artist. He won all those.
Yeah.
Top rap artist, top rap tour artist. Oh, well.
They have a lot of categories, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. This list scrolls. It would take me 30 minutes to read all these. But, yeah, I just don't know. We're just out of it, I guess.
So it's kind of interesting for us to sit down and watch this. And we were kind of unimpressed with some performances. And we were laughing about, is this what our parents thought when we watched the MTV Music Awards when we were kids and Prince was on?
You think that's
just
the same
unimpressed
feeling? Yeah, maybe. Just like, this ain't music. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. But it was kind of funny. What is it? The girl's name, is it Halsey?
I have no idea.
Oh, there was she came up with a group, and I felt kind of bad, but my inner fashion police went off crazy. I was like, oh my God, she's wearing a bra, and it doesn't even fit right. Like,
oh yeah, that chick.
Yeah, and then later she performed, and it was kind of like a jumpsuit that somebody had put together with sheet garters, the things that you put on the corners of sheets if you've got a set of sheets that won't stay on the bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just kind of like, I'm like, it's the same chick. It's got to be. And it is. It's the same chick. I later saw pictures of her in both outfits.
So. We saw the, I don't know what. I assume they're Japanese group, this BTS.
Yeah, what does that even stand for?
I'm sure it's some deep meaning to their fans, but
yeah.
But it looked like eight Japanese guys from a bad Godzilla movie. Is what it looked like to me.
Well, I mean, I don't. Yeah, yeah, and it was kind of funny because the poor fella who was up there giving the acceptance speech, I really think he's the only one that spoke any English.
They looked about 16.
Yeah,
there were seven of them. Top social artist. So yeah, I mean, you would think with seven or eight people in your group,
you'd better be social.
And you're from Japan. You'd think you'd be tweeting. And,
were they really from Japan? Do we know for sure?
Well, we're putting all the pieces together. They didn't. They all. None of them had round eyes. All right. Let's just start with that.
You don't have to go racist in there or anything like that. I'm not sure. Were they Korean or are they Japanese? I mean, there's these.
That's not being racist. That's just describing what they're
vastly different cultures.
I mean, you could round up, Asian Americans, I suppose, seven or eight of them. But like you said,
it would be funny to have them all as a boy band, I think. But,
right.
Let's see. Let me.
So I don't know about BTS. Yeah, I don't know. Some of these others, top touring artists, Beyonce.
K-pop, they're Korean.
See, there you go. See, I wasn't making it up. And, what was the other one I was going to mention here? This group kept coming up. Top rock artist, 21 Pilots. Ever hear any of their
21
stuff?
21 Pilots. No, I don't know anything about them at all. Burning Toast.
Yep, here comes our brigade. Everybody loved the rendition of, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Celine.
They all pronounce her name Celine Dion. I noticed that. Nobody did the Celine Dion.
Is that the correct French pronunciation?
I think she corrects people sometimes. I think the other people are just saying, please, bitch, it's Celine Dion. You're in America.
Yeah. Well, we do mispronounce and trample stuff sometimes.
Now, what about her dress, Fashion Police?
Oh, my God. Could it have been any worse? Like, we were both, you were like, oh, my God, that's ugly. And, I mean, I went completely into, what the hell is she wearing?
She looked like, maybe it was because of the song. She looked like an iceberg is what she looked like.
She did. She was square. And
it looked like a big iceberg on each shoulder.
And I'm going to guess underneath that dress, she probably had on stilts because she looked like she was 8 feet tall.
She's the one that hit the damn Titanic. That's a problem.
Yeah, that was an odd dress. There was some crazy, quote, fashion at the awards show.
Yeah. Well, what about the last one? What about Cher?
What about her? Dang. She was 71 the day before that performance.
She got like the, the living artist tribute.
Icon.
There you go. The person that's been around the longest and done the most and tribute. She's good.
Yes.
Yeah, she's 71 years old.
And went up there and sang two songs, had a costume change in between. And
she had pasties on.
Amazing. Yeah, she did have pasties on for the first one.
71 years old. Is that not insane? I mean, you've seen the picture of her, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Well, and did you see, she wore the same costume or virtually the same costume from Turn Back Time.
Yeah.
When she sang Turn Back Time.
Yeah, that one. Look at that. The wig change. It's no wonder gay people like her so much. It's all the wig changing and the costumes. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I bet she had a whole crew back there. I mean, because it's different earrings. It's everything.
Oh, yeah.
But heck yeah.
I mean, think they glue that wig. That wig must weigh 10 pounds. How's a 71-year-old lift a 10-pound wig like that?
Well, she said she can do a 5-minute plank.
You know, she did mention that.
Yep.
There's her heart-shaped pasty.
Yeah, I was like, Hank was taking a bathroom break, and I'm like, Hank, Cher has on pasties. Get in here.
At first, I'm like, yeah, but she's 71 years old. I don't want to see that. And then you're out there like, fuck, that is amazing. Y'all want to see that. Like, I want to see that just because that is like a freak of nature.
You know, and I'm sure, like we both said this, we want her plastic surgeon. That,
absolutely.
That is absolutely amazing because she doesn't look, doesn't look like Joan Rivers.
No. I mean.
She still looks like Cher.
I keep saying over and over.
When she sang Turn Back Time, and that was what, late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, late 80s probably.
Late 80s. Like, everybody was floored at how good she looked then.
Yeah, she was strutting around in that body outfit you could see through on the... On an
aircraft carrier.
Yeah, on a battleship or whatever it was. Yeah, and people were losing their minds then.
Yeah.
Because she was probably 50 then.
Yeah, and it's like 30 years later, and she's... Wow. Just wow.
Yeah, her and Bob Costas. Whoever, they must have the same surgeon. Because that is who I want. You're right. She totally doesn't look...
doesn't look unnatural. That's the thing.
Now,
she
there's makeup and all that, but still, yeah. I don't care. Everybody listening to this, you know somebody at 71 years old, and this does not look like any of them.
Heck no.
That's insane. I'm sure it's workouts and all that, but... Man, good for Cher.
Well, I mean, and it's skin. I mean, one, her skincare has got to be fabulous. Two, I'm sure she's had plenty of surgeries, some fillers. You know, it's maintenance. At a certain, after 60, you're either going to look old or be high maintenance.
Yeah, there's got to be something if you want to keep that up.
Yeah.
And there's no, and by the way, I mean, if you don't, that's fine. I mean, you know.
It's your choice.
We have older people that are fantastic, but.
But it's kind of funny. A friend of mine had a post on Facebook this week, and it was like, oh, it was a list of stuff. And it was one of those lists where it's like, if you wear makeup every day, give yourself 3 points. If you wear more than 2 outfits a day, give yourself 3 points. It's like a list. And you were, quote, high maintenance if you were over 11. And like, and it's funny because all these people are replying, oh, I only got 3. Oh, I only did, you know, it's like it's this bragging right that, you know, you're not, that you're low maintenance. Low maintenance is something that guys say about women that's supposed to make them more attractive, right?
You know, I guess. Yeah, knee-jerk reaction, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I replied to it. I said, I quit counting at 28.
Yeah, nice.
And that was the truth. But, I mean, it was stuff like if you wear sunscreen, if you do this, if you know, if you work out, if you know, and it's all stuff that I do. So it was like.
Working out and wearing sunscreen, that shouldn't make you high maintenance. That ought to make you have some common sense.
I would think so, too. But,
whatever.
But there was, you know, there was a lot of stuff. It was a long list. And yes, right. There were some things on there that were kind of ridiculous. But I do, like, I fix my hair every day. I do wear makeup every day, except for somehow today got skipped. But
well, you know, we've talked on the show, you know, a long time ago. I had lipo surgery. You've had some surgery. I'm not going to age gracefully.
Hell no. We're going to fight and kick and cuss and scream and carry on and
hell yeah,
fight it every step of the way.
I mean, I don't want to end up looking like Kenny Rogers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You don't want to look like Joan Rivers, but
no.
Hell, if we could end up looking like Cher, hell yeah, and Bob Costas.
Yes.
We could be Cher and Bob Costas, couldn't we?
Yeah, we'd be so damn senile. We don't know our own names, but we look good.
We look good. Yeah, and I don't know. You know, I go back and forth with that. Like, I think there's a healthy medium somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's one of those first world problems that you feel a little bit of first world guilt about. They even have that as an option is kind of an amazing thing.
It is.
Where just, you know, there's countries around the world where people are starving.
Absolutely. And it does make me feel a little bit guilty. But then on the other hand, we don't have any kids. We're not taking away from somebody's college fund to do anything like that. Yeah. And
yeah. Right. Well, you know, you're right. That's a good, healthy way to look at it. You know, everybody spends money on something.
Yeah.
And we don't like you just said, all that stuff. We don't have kids. Another thing, we don't have nice cars.
Yeah.
Our cars combined Blue Book value, I'll guarantee you, is less than $4,000, both of them.
Yep.
I'll guarantee it. My truck is what, 10, 15 years old now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how old your car is, but
12.
See? They have names, Ethel and Elmer. So we don't take
crazy elaborate vacations. There's a lot of stuff that we don't do.
We don't live in a McMansion.
No.
Yeah, we're trying to justify this. And I think we're doing a good job.
I think we're doing a good job justifying it. It is still an extravagance, but it is our one extravagance.
Yeah.
We eat healthy food and we try to look nice for each other.
I'm with you. Well, speaking of rich dudes, speaking of extravagant, have you been seeing, you said you had.
I saw a blurb about this and I chuckled my evil chuckle and went on.
I know, one way or another, whatever your politics are, I don't care what your politics are out here. You got to admit, these are the
weirdest damn times ever
for a president. I mean, we have a president that has a trophy wife.
Yes.
That's weird. We have a president who tweets like a 16-year-old boy mad at another 16-year-old boy.
Yeah,
maybe
we do.
Even a 12-year-old boy. Maybe not even 16.
I'm going to say 12 to 14. I think 16-year-olds generally show more maturity.
So we have weird times. And this whole thing with Melania Trump apparently doesn't want to hold his hand and literally smacks his hand away.
And gets caught on film.
In public. That is crazy town.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think behind the scenes somebody would say, listen, damn it, at least somebody.
You know what? And she goes, screw you, I showed up.
I think that's exactly what she says in that voice. That's very good. So here's a little video of this. This is from the Huffington Post. I'm sure if you look on YouTube, it's all over Twitter, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up Melania Trump hand. If you look up Melania, it fills in Trump hand for you, by the way.
All right.
Yeah, this is just a little video. Let's see what you think here. If I can make this full screen.
Melania hates Trump's hands.
Yeah, watch this.
Gone. Hell no.
Yeah.
That was a smooth. Oh, and then he puts his hand on her ass.
So they're getting off of, I guess, Air Force One.
Yeah.
And yeah, he goes for the handhold, and she immediately takes her hand and brushes her hair
out of her face so she doesn't have to touch him. Okay. And he pats her on the butt.
All right. I'll play this for the jury. That was piece of evidence number one.
All right. I've not seen this. This is the first time through for me.
Okay. See what you think of this one. This is on the red carpet in, where did this come from? Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
I think it's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. He's walking in front of her and she bats it away.
She smacks his head away. Not just a, that one wasn't even a, oh, my head's itching. I need to scratch my head.
She smacked it.
Smack that away.
That tiny little head.
All right, here's this one. Now they're actually semi-holding hands. This is a different outfit. I don't know where this is. And yeah,
oh, there was
so.
Almost a finger there. Just
slip that away.
No.
Right, so that was that one. That one wasn't too bad. That was kind of a half hold. It's kind of a limp wrist, wet fish kind of holding.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that one, maybe not. Let's see this one. There's a hand hold. Oh, there's not.
She's like, no.
Yeah, he's a hand hold. And she's like, I don't think so. It's like, we had sex 20 years ago for your money. I've done my time.
They have an 11-year-old kid. That may be in vitro. Who knows?
I mean, we all know. Hey, if there's gold diggers out there, if that's how you want to make your money, so be it. But it is odd to me. That seems like an odd way to make your way through life, isn't it?
I don't have a lot of respect for it.
Whatever.
I never have. I just don't have a lot of respect for that. I get it. It's a commodity. Beauty is a commodity like anything else. And some people have sold it, but it's kind of like selling your soul to the devil sometimes.
You know, it's that knee-jerk reaction. I want to say I don't approve of it. That's bad. Shame. But, you know, it's almost like, you know, like slut shaming or something. I mean, if that's what she wants to do, so be it, I guess.
You know, yeah, but I still just don't think it's an admirable thing to do, okay? Like, an admirable thing to do might be to do charity work. Or I mean, there are things that we know are admirable. This is maybe something neutral, but it's definitely not something admirable.
You know, a thing I wonder about mega rich people who have these trophy wives, and it's common, and these people have to be at least smart enough to know that these women truly
are not physically attracted to them.
That's right. They have to know that, right? There's no way they could have that many blinders and mental roadblocks up till they think, oh, yes, we're just soulmates and we just happen to be a different age. They have to know, right?
No, I don't think so.
You think lie detector tests, they would say, no, this woman loves me and my soulmate and blah, blah, blah.
I think they would. And I think they would honestly think, I mean, I just keep going back. I've got a brother who will tell you that he is sexier than socks on a rooster.
Yeah.
And he really does think that he is all that. I love him so much. He is so egotistical. And, like, his self-confidence fucking sells it sometimes. Like, I'm like, how the hell are you with that hot chick? Like, somehow, I mean, one, he drives a very nice big vehicle. Yes, he owns a business in a small town, so everybody kind of, you know, knows that he's not dirt broke.
He doesn't use the red, white, and blue credit or the flag credit card at the checkout at Walmart.
No, he doesn't. And like he always dates way above his level.
Well, we have friends that are like that, and I can get that to a point.
And part of it is personality, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. It just seems, and I can see, I mean, if you're a multimillionaire, whatever, like I can see you having a girlfriend that way or a fling or somebody to hang around with, frankly, somebody to have sex with.
Uh-huh. Which is basically a call girl.
Yeah. But I just, these long-term marriages and all that, that's what I have trouble. That's when I think that they don't see what's happening, right? Or do they just see and just don't care? Like, well, okay, well, I got to marry her because she's not going to hang around unless I marry her.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. You've had a friend or two that I've thought had married a gold digger. You had one friend specifically that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she was half his age.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well. And I think that was probably the end of this. This video's him with this dude, I guess. Now, here we go. There's a long handshake. Nothing big there.
5, 4, 6, 7.
Well, it is.
The guy's trying to pull his hand away. He's like, let go of me.
You're caught in my octopus web.
Yeah. You just got to roll.
Okay. Well, so he's not a good hand holder. So, all right. Well, I think I think the Melania Trump thing looks to me like she's smacking his hand away.
I think so, too.
I think they've had some kind of fight on the way over. Well, I don't know. This is multiple examples of it. So,
yeah. I don't know. If they're replaying the same ones over and over. You know how.
Yeah. That one I showed you, that was four or five of them in a row. Well, okay. So what's your take on it? Is she smacking his hand away, or is everybody just being silly about this?
No, she smacked his hand away.
All right, I think so, too.
And at a certain point, it is very hard in public to act like you're not fighting.
Yeah, Yeah, it is.
And can you imagine
living... You can fake it only so long.
All right. He's tweeting his ass off like a 14-year-old. Can you imagine what he's ranting and raving about when the cameras aren't rolling?
No,
what
who knows?
What she's putting up with?
Who knows?
And it's... Oh, my God. It's so funny. We have a
How old do you think he is, Donald Trump?
He's 71.
See? He shares age. That is amazing. That is the same species of animal. One is 71 share, and you've got 71-year-old Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's damn amazing.
Yeah, which he claims he's the most physically fit president ever. So.
Oh, well, I'm quite sure. he makes it. Yeah. He'll claim anything. Like, I don't know. I want to say in a way it's not that I admire it, but it's just I've never seen anything like that in my life.
No.
You can bring up anything like, do you like to golf? Yeah, I like to golf.
I'm the best golfer in the world.
Yeah. I won the Masters 10 years ago. Like, you're like, what? You know, he is an expert at anything.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
It is crazy. All right. Speaking of something old, making a comeback.
Yes.
I've got 15 beauty trends from the 1980s
make
a comeback.
I love the 80s. Big hair, all that stuff. I love it.
Yes. This is from bestproducts.com.
From guys, can I start feathering my hair back? I had a blow dryer and did that for a while.
Did you really?
When I was like sixth grade.
I'm impressed. I can't imagine because you keep your hair so short.
Yep.
You keep short hair now.
Well, I guess it was long enough to do that.
Yeah, it would have to have been longer than it is now.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't real long, but it has to be long to get it feathered back.
Yeah, to feather, you would have to. All right,
God,
number
so
one,
stupid.
Blue eyeshadow.
Yeah, that's made a comeback.
Yeah, there's
quite
a few people rocking blue eyeshadow.
Nice. I want to see enough eyeshadow. It looks like somebody's gallbladder busted. It's awesome. Sweet. Blue eyeshadow
is making a comeback. Like this is like the eyeshadow part of this. Purple eyeshadow is making a comeback.
Purple and blue. This is all from Stranger Things.
Yes.
The 80s have finally come around again.
Yeah, it's become nostalgic. Bright eyeshadows. You can get some. I have like an eyeshadow palette back there that's got some crazy bright colors in it. Like you can buy them now. That they're on the shelf. That is.
I don't remember crazy bright eyeshadow in the '80s, but I believe you.
The picture that they've got here is Boy George. Remember he wore crazy bright stuff.
Yeah, he did.
And pink eyeshadows.
God, everybody lost their minds when he came on TV. My God, that's a guy. What's the matter of that homo? Blah 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 blah.
Yep. But pink eyeshadow is a big deal.
Pink eyeshadow.
All right. And finally getting away from the eyeshadows, dramatic lashes. Like I've even started wearing some fake lashes and stuff like that. That's become very mainstream. It used to be just like people who worked in Sephora.
Or Cher.
Yeah. And now you see people on the street wearing fake eyelashes. And I notice. I love it. Dark eyebrows, thank God, because I have the darkest eyebrows in the world.
That was a thing in the '80s?
Yeah. Brooke Shields.
Yeah, I was just gonna say her. Yep. That's always the go to dark eyebrow girl.
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Mm.
But I
that weird science girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody really did. Fuchsia lipstick.
What color?
Fuchsia.
What color is that?
It's kind of a blue pink. It's a bright pink that has a pop of blue in it, so it's
okay.
So it's far from natural.
It sounds 80-ish. It sounds like the Breakfast Club.
Well, they got a picture of a young Drew Barrymore here.
There we go.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And this is never completely gone out of style with older ladies.
Yeah,
the heavy lip liner look.
Heavy lip liner.
You know when people have like brown lip liner drawn around their lips and something light in between?
Yep.
Like I know people who do that all the time. And I had a lady in my chair once who, after I did her hair, she freshened up. So she did, she put it all back on like that. And I was just like, oh my God, you're doing that on purpose.
Well, now she's right in style.
Well, now she's right in style.
Now who has the last laugh?
I'm not going to wear that.
No.
But, oh well.
That's not for you.
Light foundation. That's another one. I like that.
As opposed to heavy?
Well, no, as opposed to darker foundation. Like, for years, everybody's been, like, chucking on bronzer and looking tan and stuff like that. Now we're going back to, like, Madonna material girl days where it's, like, your face is legitimately pale. I love that.
Mm, okay.
Peachy cheeks.
Peachy instead of red?
Yeah. Yeah. And this one is kind of horrible, but I've never given them up completely. As a matter of fact, my hair is up in one right now. Scrunchies.
They're coming back?
Scrunchies are coming back.
I didn't know they ever went away.
Well, I don't wear it on the street or anything like that, but you can't beat a scrunchie for not tearing up your hair. Like, rubber bands will break your hair. A scrunchie doesn't. So it's kind of nice to see them back in the stores.
Well, I'll be darned. I never knew scrunchies went away. I thought they were just a staple forever.
They were hidden. They're hidden under the sink, dear. Mm. Wild hair colors.
Well, that's for sure. I don't remember that in the 80s and on girls, mostly guys. And guys like Boy George, like people you saw on TV that you never saw in real life.
Yeah, well, they've got a picture of Cyndi Lauper here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, celebrities did, but now it's like people can do it. Like, anybody can have crazy colored hair now.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's kind of easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's definitely coming
around. And the biggest one, big hair.
Big hair.
Big hair's never gone out of style around here.
You know, what about the silver hair? That's not an 80s thing, but that's something I've been seeing some lately.
Like on people or on TV?
On young people around here.
It is the hardest damn thing in the world to do, like for a hairdresser, because you have got to bleach it till it's about to fall off of their head to get it light enough to be silver.
You know, I almost feel like these younger people are making fun of old people by making their hair silver.
No. I don't think so.
I don't see them walking around with a walker or a cane.
I think it's beautiful. I love the silver hair trend. I would do that if my hair would. My hair would fall out before it would be light
enough. I'm telling you, they're making fun of old
people. No,
they're disrespecting it. Us old people.
You're just mad because you got naturally silver hair.
I'm the silver fox, baby.
I love it. That's fantastic. I just covered up my 10 grays.
Oh, yeah. I've
been lucky.
I'm gray as a timber wolf.
I don't have that many. I really don't. I'm not bragging on myself here or anything like that, but like we were at the shop actually checking out like to see, because I let my hair grow out a little bit and you could actually see at my roots where I had some, and I've really only got it at the temples. Like I'm fading at the temples.
Would you rather have me lose my hair or keep my hair and it be silver?
Keep your hair.
That's what's going to happen. You might as well say that.
Well, lost your hair, it wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't.
Well, I get it. Some of it's just part of, you know, your genetics and all kinds of things, but that is what's going to happen. I'm going to have hair. It's just going to be gray.
Yep. Which is fun.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you ever want to cover it up, I know how to do that too. So you married a hairdresser.
I got a good head of hair. If I ever kill somebody, I just need to darken my hair. That'll help a lot.
What?
To go on the lamb, to hide.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, I could disguise pretty well that way, I think.
Or just shave your head.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
I'd have the white dude, though, the white dude eraser head.
Really?
I got a little head.
You do. You need your hair. Keep your hair.
I do. I need my hair.
My head is actually, I think, a little bit bigger than yours. I stretch your hat if I wear it.
Things are well matched in nature like that most of the time. Like, I have a small head. I would look ridiculous bald. Therefore, I'm not going to go bald. I have hair.
You have hair. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Things work out like that most of the time.
Well, like, I've never been necessarily a proportional body or anything. I have short legs and long arms and a long torso. And last night at my yoga class, the girl beside me had ridiculously long arms too, and yeah. we kept just flailing on each other.
Yeah, because monkey
it,
arms.
It was like the two monkey arms were beside each other. It was just like.
It must have looked like one of those inflatable things at the used car dealership, one of those little flappy.
Yeah, it was.
Thing that flapped the air through the, just flapping each other.
Like, totally, totally. I graduated my intro course to yoga. I showed up to half the classes.
They give you a participation. You got a participation trophy.
I did. I got a participation certificate.
Oh, even
yeah.
better.
Yeah. I really did get one. It's funny.
Well, they got to give you something.
All right. Last two. All right. I said big hair, which big hair's never gone out of style around here. It really hasn't. And crimped hair. Do you remember that?
Crimped. Sort of.
I'll show
think
you
so.
A picture here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, that'd take forever.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And tons of hairspray. All of those are 80s things.
Plug your microphone in a little better. I think you're going in and out a little bit.
I think I have the one that you had. I think I have the one that you had that goes in and out.
Maybe. It just,
I can't really.
It doesn't go in and out like awful, but just a little bit here and there. I don't know. May have to change it out.
We might have to or duct anyway. Tape it. Duct tape it. Hairspray.
Duct tape it. That'll work. That's exactly what I need to do.
I've got electrical tape somewhere, too. It'll even match the cord.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If we had camouflage duct tape, now we're talking.
Yes. Yes. We're hillbillies. If it moves and it's not supposed to, duct tape. And if it doesn't move and it's supposed to...
WD-40.
Exactly.
Damn right. I know how that goes. Okay. So that's your.
So
80s?
Those are my 80s trends that are coming back again. And I saw this is, and I'll get off of this soon, but I saw this is the best, what they call beauty hack, you know, and I don't know what hack means, but it's just like.
Yeah, like a tip.
A shortcut, a tip, yeah. like something out of the box there. This gal took a bobby pin and the end that has the little open mouth on it, she put her.
Bobby pin. And the end with the open mouth. Okay.
Okay.
I'm picturing it, I think. Yes.
All right. So, and she put a little bit of liquid eyeliner on the side of it and then pressed it beside of her eye to draw the wing on her eyeliner.
And then poked her eye out.
No. See how she did that? She gets a perfect wing. That's fucking genius.
That's pretty cool.
That is, I mean, and it's just this little open shape when she does it, but then she can fill it in, and it's perfect. I'm like, because I cannot draw winged eyeliner to save my life. Like, if you held a gun to me and made me put winged eyeliner on, it would take an hour for me to get it on, because I'd have to wash it off and do it again, wash it off and do it again, wash it off and do it again. I'm a wreck. And she just, boom. Presses it in and it's perfect.
Huh. Well, that is pretty cool. That is a good hack.
See?
You can do a lot of those YouTube videos with, you know, the makeup people and the...
I do enjoy those. That's what got me to go back to beauty school, go back to school. I was like, what do I spend all my time on? When I'm stressed out, I watch makeup videos and hair videos.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, we've said that a million times on here to try to...
do what you love.
Do what you love, for God's sakes. Right?
Yes.
Let's see. I was looking up some of all things. The NFL has changed the rules on a few things. It'll make it a little more fun this year.
All right.
Let's see if we can pull this up. Do-do-do. Come on, Internet. Maybe not. Oh, well, it's okay. The NFL is apparently going to let players celebrate a little more this year.
Because they used to do a dance and the
they used to do all kinds of stuff. Where they'd all get
flips.
They'd get together in a huddle and multiple teammates do. Oh, you know, it's all kinds of little silly things. And fans loved it. It was absolutely fun as it could be. And, of course, the NFL, which, you know, people nicknamed it in a way the No Fun League. For
you know what,
for things yeah. like that, like anything like that, they are so militant. And I get it, that's their shtick, that's their brand, is they want to be the sports thing that is very serious and very military and very disciplined and blah, blah, blah.
It's not working anymore.
You know, I'm later lightening up a little bit. Lighten up, Francis. Yeah. You know, you used to do almost anything after a touchdown short of, like, I think they might let you, like, spike the ball and do some little, you know, yes. You know, it might last 1.5 seconds, but if they timed you and your little celebration lasted 2 seconds, well, they'd throw a penalty and you'd get a penalty.
Which is
it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is. It is totally ridiculous.
This is entertainment. What they're missing completely is that at their level, it's entertainment. We're watching gladiators. We want to see them celebrate.
It's all entertainment. I don't know if they understand that or not. I think probably some do and some don't. I mean, they have to get so wrapped up in winning and competition, and their whole life evolves around this. I think a lot of them do forget at the end of the day, I'm doing all this, like you just said, because I'm basically a gladiator in Roman times.
Well, all right. One person that got it, and I'm not saying that he is a role model, okay? But I remember this vividly. Dennis Rodman.
Absolutely. He got
it. He knew that people tuned in to watch his crazy ass.
Yes. A little bit of both. I think he was crazy to begin with. But, yes, at the end of the day, he started realizing. Because, you know, he played for Detroit for many years before Chicago. One, two, or three NBA championship with Detroit.
Yeah.
And he looked totally just basically, quote unquote, normal. I mean, he had none of the crazy hair, none of the crazy antics. I mean, he was just
another tattoo. He was a hell of a piercings. Yeah.
Right. He was just a hell of a player. Then he went to Chicago, and then, you know, like you said, he started expressing himself. And yeah, for you know it, it's green hair and purple hair and red hair and all kinds of craziness
and wrestling on the side and whatever else. I mean, he was kind of. Again, not a role model. But
well, and a lot of people, you know, and it goes a lot of it too. It's a lot like wrestling in a way, and I mean wrestling, to where you know there's good guys and bad guys, and there's people who just hate people who celebrate touchdowns and things like that because they think they're showboating and this and that. Here's a little video of some silly celebrations, but you know, some people love when they do that. If you're on the opposing team and that guy's showing off, screw you. But you know, it's fun. Like here's one of them with a team celebration. Some of these are older ones. Like here's the several members of the team doing something. That was the Rams. I always liked these Redskins. That was fun. Redskins had kind of a group.
They all jump in a huddle and high-five each other. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool back in the day, right? The Dirty Bird. All the Falcons get together, do a Dirty Bird dance.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I think it's great for the NFL. And some people will get it, and some people won't. So,
and there's some people that are going to be grouchy no matter what.
That all started at this Lambeau leap.
They jump into the fans.
Multiple teams are doing this now. I think on TV, I'm not even sure if they show it. Like, but yeah,
there's a lot of sirens tonight. We apologize for all the interruptions.
Oh yeah, well we're right on the main route for, you know, for
everything
for our local EMS and just how it goes.
Fire department, everything else.
Yeah, this Lambeau leap, that's pretty fun. Jump into the stands. Yeah. Icky shuffle back in the day. That's from the Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, in the NFL, they've got it right. Now here's a guy that knew marketing right here. Deion Sanders.
Have you ever heard of that dude? Yes, of course I know him.
Unbelievable athlete. Dude played pro baseball and pro football at the same time. That's pretty impressive. But when he scored or did something good, he wanted everybody to know it.
So he had to show off. He showboated.
And so, again, some people hated it. Some people, if you was on your team, you loved it. And that's just how it goes. But yeah, that was Deion Sanders. Yeah. What's this one? Oh, the Victor Cruz salsa dance. I thought that was funny.
That's just funny.
Yeah, I think there's one more on this little list. The funky chicken.
You like bad. To do the funky chicken.
That's not bad, right?
Well, good. I'm glad that they're allowed to celebrate a little bit.
So maybe we'll see more funky chickens.
It needs it. It needs it because the NFL is just kind of no fun.
Well, this will
bring
back.
The only game we watch, you watch a little bit because of fantasy football. The only one I watch is the Super Bowl. I watch the commercials.
Well, and I will say this. I mean, there's little tweaks they can make here and there, like the touchdown celebration, lightening up on that and letting them do group touchdown celebrations. That's great, but in the whole scheme of things, they're doing something majorly right. I mean, they're by far the number one sport in America now is the NFL.
Really?
By far. Not even close. With the NBA and baseball is a far second and third.
Well, what about basketball?
Again, NBA, yeah. It's popular, but it's not even close to the NBA.
Really?
To the NFL. Nope.
I guess it's just that around here we're such a basketball area.
Yeah, right. We're in Kentucky and we're into college basketball and, you know, everything is basketball is our sport. So it's easy to forget. But no, in the whole scheme of things, like even they've just done a very good job of marketing themselves. Even, you know, they give you little taste of their brand throughout the year in incremental steps.
Like combine.
Exactly. Like at one time of year, there's the combine. Where you get to, you know, see prospective NFL players. And then there's another time of the year is the draft itself. You know, they have a ton of people just watch the NFL draft. You know, and then
that's weird to me.
And then you've got the preseason games. And preseason is, those players, half of them haven't even made a team. They don't have to pay them anything. And you get all the TV games or the TV coverage, the live stuff. I mean, you're basically working with most of your labor for free that you make billions on. It's a great system.
No, it's not. It's horrible for those kids that go out and aren't paid. I mean, I just...
I'm just saying they've got the NFL is very, very shrewd and they're very smart with this stuff.
And I'm not even sure at this point. Like I used to know all this quiz bowl trivia stuff. Like there's so many more basketball teams. So many more cities have a basketball team to support, don't they?
I think so. Yes.
Like there's just to me.
Well, I believe there's 32 NFL teams.
Uh-huh.
So that's more than you think.
That's quite a few.
But there's probably a lot more than that in basketball, NBA, I'll bet.
It just seems like there's more. And I don't know. I just am unimpressed with football and always kind of, of course, when I was in high school and was in band because I was a band geek, you know, you root for the football team. And that's been really the last time I've given a rat's patoot about, you know, a football game.
Well, with the high school team that I cover for sports stuff, for sports medicine type stuff, I can appreciate it. I like football. They're great. They're good athletes.
Yeah.
In fact, at NFL, I mean, as you get higher up in the levels, they're phenomenal athletes. Just like, you know, anybody you reach the pro, I don't care if it's hockey, basketball, baseball. I mean, these people are elite freaking athletes.
Yes.
So I can appreciate any of that. But I gotta say, these NFL players and the people at that level, they're a notch. I mean, they're probably the best of the best athletes.
All right.
But that being said, and one thing I do like about football, there's different types of athletes. I mean, Like, if you're looking at the overall athletic ability, honestly, you'd probably pick like an NBA basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, fast, quick, good mm-hmm. reflexes. They're kind of a well-rounded athlete. Yeah. But you look at a linebacker or a lineman mm-hmm. in the NFL. When these people 300 or 400 pounds, you know, they're not very fast.
But, some of them are. But the best ones really are.
Well, for their size, they're fast. But I'm just saying,
compared to the running back on the end there,
right?
That's running.
They have a whole separate skill set than the running back, for example. Yes, they're just the opposite.
Yeah,
they're incredibly strong and can move you around.
Yes,
you know, but right, they don't have the same. So that is one thing I think that I do like that about the NFL is that multiple kids. Like, let's face it, if you're kind of a little overweight, chubby kid, you might be able to, with the right training, be a lineman.
Yeah.
Even though you're not going to be the running back. And some kid that's a little smaller, but he's real fast and strong, maybe he can be a running back.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do kind of like that. I mean, some stuff.
Well,
it gives
everybody a chance to play on the same team.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, okay. Now I kind of get.
Like basketball. If you're not 6'5". And can jump through the roof. You're never gonna be shit.
Yeah.
You might be, you know, some very minor player on a high school team, but you're never gonna make it even to the college level.
No. But what you've just explained has kind of, to me, cleared it up why it's popular among guys. Because, like, I just.
Different body type guys can play multiple positions, or there's a position for them.
Yeah,
if they want
to play football,
right? So yeah, that's kind of the popularity of it.
Okay, makes sense.
Anyway, where can they find us at, Miss Petra?
HillbillyNerdTalk.com.
It's been a good show tonight.
It has been.
We've been chatty, chatty, chatty.
We have been, and we've had the podcat with us.
You tried to get Chairman Meow on. Microphone.
Yeah, I was, hang on a second. Moment of silence for the kitty.
Nope.
And she's not purring. Like, she was purring like a machine over here, like a little lawnmower a minute ago.
No chittering.
No chittering. Purring. No. That might
well, you got a squack. Whack. No.
Nope. I'm abusing the cat. Did you see me?
I did. They're trying hard.
Wiggling her a little bit.
You got one little squack.
I got one little squack. She is pressed up against me just as hard as she can be. She started the day like that, and she's been a sweet kitty today.
Oh, that's cute.
So,
where all can they find us?
HillbillyNerdTalk.com. I can't talk anymore.
You've been active on Pinterest, haven't you?
I've been. Yeah, I'm a crazy woman on Pinterest, and you are a tweeting foal. And we've also got a Facebook page.
Yes. I'm not as active on Facebook, honestly. I try, but it's just too much.
Yeah.
I can tweet here and there.
Social media crap going on.
You know, I mean, I can tweet here and there, and that's a little easier. But Facebook is just a little tough to keep that account going on a daily basis, frankly.
I totally understand.
If anybody's listening and interacts with me, that's great. It's about once or twice a week I get on there, and it's fun. There's some listeners that
Woo-hoo.
Send us some stuff. I appreciate it, all of you guys.
Yes.
But you know, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not on there daily.
Yeah, I'm not much of a – I like the visual aspects of Pinterest. You can find all kinds of things on there. Like, that's why I'm drawn to it. I think it's the artist in me.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. Well, what do you think?
Everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.